Well, good evening. Glad to be here tonight. We did have a great breakfast this morning, and thank you for hosting, and thank you for all of you that prepared food. It was such a blessing. And we're really blessed and honored to have with us tonight a friend of mine from Bogota, Colombia. We call him Pastor Para, but he really has more of an apostolic calling on his life than a pastoral calling, because throughout South America and in Latin America, he brings pastors together from all over that part of the world for training and for ministry, and just to bless these other pastors and these other men of God. And so we found out he was going to be in the area, and as you know, we have such a great relationship with Shepherd's Heart. I wanted to share this man and his gifting with you all tonight. So we're very grateful that he's here, and thank you for receiving him. And tonight he also has with him some friends. These folks are from Virginia, Giovanni and Maria. And Giovanni's going to be interpreting for Guillermo as he ministers the word of God tonight. So would you give them all a nice welcome and come forward.
Gloria a Dios. Buenas noches, Dios los bendiga.
Well, God bless everyone.
Yo quiero que abra su Biblia en Nehemías capítulo 2.
Can you open your Bibles to Nehemiah chapter 2?
Y vamos a leer el verso 20.
We're going to read the chapter 20.
Nehemías capítulo 2 verso 20.
Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 20.
La versión internacional en español dice:
The international version in Spanish says.
Y en respuesta le dije.
And he responded.
El Dios de los cielos.
The God of the heavens.
Él nos prosperará.
He will prosper us.
Y nosotros sus siervos.
And us his servants.
Nos levantaremos,
we're going to stand up,
edificaremos,
and we're going to build.
Porque vosotros no tenéis parte, ni derecho, ni memoria en Jerusalén.
Because we have no part of memories of Jerusalem.
Lo que Dios está haciendo en este tiempo,
so what God is doing during this time,
va a venir por algo sobrenatural de Dios.
It's going to be something that comes from the Lord and it's supernatural.
Ustedes están a punto de dar a luz.
You are in a point where you're about to give birth.
La visión tiene que ver mucho con aquel hombre o aquella mujer que sueñan con tener un bebé.
The vision is about a man and a woman that are, you know, they're seeing the moment where the baby is going to be born.
Y eso es lo que está pasando con ustedes.
And this is what's going on here.
Por mucho tiempo,
for a very long time,
el Señor me decía,
God was telling me
que en este lugar,
that in this place,
hay dos mujeres,
there's two women
que han estado por mucho tiempo,
that have been here for a long time,
soñando con algo sobrenatural,
dreaming of something supernatural.
Y han estado orando.
And they've been praying.
Y han estado gimiendo.
And they've been just seeking.
Porque Dios haga algo grande.
Seeking that God would do something mighty and powerful.
Es como el canto profético de Ana.
It's just like Hannah's a prophetic song.
Ana se fue al templo a orar.
And I went to the temple to pray.
Su amiga tenía hijos.
Her friend had children.
Pero ella la humillaba.
But, you know, she was always, you know, basically humbled by that.
Ella cada día se sentía,
every day she felt like
más defraudada de la vida.
She felt so frustrated with life.
Y ella fue al templo.
And she went to the temple.
Fue a orar.
She went to pray.
Lo único que va a traer un cambio sobrenatural,
the only thing that will bring a supernatural change,
en la obra de Dios,
in the works of God,
es aquellas mujeres, aquellos hombres,
those women and those men,
que amen el orar,
the ones that pray,
que amen buscar a Dios a solas,
the ones that seek the Lord.
Y Ana tenía esta cualidad.
And Anna had that quality.
Conocía a Dios.
To know God.
Corrió al templo a buscar
she
a Dios.
She ran to the temple to look for God.
Hay momentos donde perdemos la visión.
There's moments when we lose that vision.
Cuando nos extraviamos del propósito de Dios.
Sometimes we get distracted by the, from the purpose for God.
Y el sacerdote Eli.
And the
sacerdote Eli.
The priest, yes. Eli.
Él había perdido la visión.
He had lost the vision.
Sus hijos estaban en pecado.
His children were in sin.
Él no sabía ya qué hacer.
He didn't know what else to do.
Una mujer estaba angustiada.
There was a woman who was in anguish.
Estaba orando a Dios por un hijo.
And she was praying for a child to
pero
God.
Todo lo que pasa en la obra de Dios,
everything that happens in the works and the missions of God,
no pasa por casualidad.
It's not just because for just to happen.
La casualidad en Dios,
the purpose of God,
no existe.
Sorry. Yeah, it just doesn't happen. Yes.
Porque Dios no es un Dios de casualidades.
Because God is just not a God that makes things just happen for no
Dios
reason.
Dios todo lo tiene programado.
God has everything programmed.
Y esta mujer cuando va al templo.
And this woman when she goes to the temple.
Y está clamando.
And she's there seeking the Lord.
Ella en su espíritu.
Her in her spirit.
Dice, si tú me das un hijo.
She said, if you give me a son.
Yo te lo voy a dar.
She said, I will give him back to you.
Va a ser tuyo.
He'll be yours.
El Señor estaba diciendo.
And God was saying.
Que en medio de las circunstancias difíciles.
In the midst of the circumstances, the difficult circumstances.
Él estaba creando un propósito.
He was creating this purpose.
Y ese propósito.
And that purpose.
Era un propósito divino.
That was a divine purpose.
Hay personas que están aquí.
There's people that are here.
Hay personas que se levantaron.
There's people that got up.
Hay personas que tuvieron crisis.
There's people here that had crisis.
Hay personas que fueron líderes.
There's people here that were leaders.
Pero hubo un momento.
But there was a moment.
Donde las puertas se cerraron.
Where all the doors were just closing.
Y ellos pensaban que el hombre les estaba cerrando las puertas.
And they felt like the man was just closing those doors.
Pero ¿sabes qué estaba haciendo Dios?
But you know what God was doing?
Estaba creando un propósito.
He was creating a purpose.
Y esta iglesia
and this church
fue creada
was created
con un propósito.
For a purpose.
Es el propósito de Dios.
And that is the purpose of God.
Y Dios hará cosas sobrenaturales.
And God's going to do the supernatural things.
Ana estaba clamando.
And she was there, she was proclaiming.
El hombre de Dios
the man of God
le dice, ve y pasa tu borrachera.
He said, go ahead with your drunkenness.
Ve y termina en tu casa.
He said, go back to your home.
Pero ella tiene mucho respeto por la autoridad.
And she has such respect for authority.
Y dice, no, señor mío.
No, sir. She said,
no, señor mío.
No, my lord.
Yo estaba orando.
She said, I was praying.
Yo tenía angustia.
I'm full of anguish.
Yo necesito un milagro de Dios.
And I'm looking for a miracle of God.
¿Cuántos han pasado momentos de angustia?
How many of you have gone through moments of anguish?
Momentos difíciles.
Difficult moments.
Diga fuerte.
I want
los
you to say with me.
Momentos de angustia.
The moments of anguish.
Van a producir.
Will produce.
Un milagro sobrenatural.
A supernatural miracle.
Alabado sea Dios.
Blessed be the name of God.
Ese es el propósito de Dios.
That is the purpose of God.
Nehemiah. Estaba pasando. El Señor le puso angustia.
Nehemiah had the anguish that was placed there by God.
Usted puede leer la historia en su casa.
And you can read the story in your home.
El capítulo 2 del libro de Nehemías.
The chapter 2 of Nehemiah.
Y el Señor colocó una carga sobrenatural por el pueblo.
And there was such a burden within him that it was placed there by the Lord.
Hay personas aquí que han sentido una carga sobrenatural.
There's people here that felt the burden, the supernatural burden.
Y dicen, no, yo no creo que esto es así.
And you say, this, I don't feel like this is what should be.
El Señor levantó esta iglesia, está levantando esta iglesia en medio de las circunstancias.
And God raised his church in the midst of all the circumstances.
Para un propósito sobrenatural.
For a supernatural purpose.
Es el propósito de Dios.
And that is the purpose of God.
Y si ustedes no pierden el sentido,
if you don't lose the feeling
de lo que Dios está diciendo.
And if you don't lose the feeling that God is saying,
en poco tiempo,
in a short time,
Vas a ver,
you're gonna see
lo que estuviste soñando por años.
You're gonna see what you've been dreaming for years.
Lo que estuviste esperando por años.
What the things you've been waiting for years.
En poco tiempo el Señor lo va a traer.
In short time, God's gonna bring that.
Número uno.
Number one.
Lo que hace que un liderazgo sea poderoso.
What makes a leadership strong.
Es que estén llenos de pasión.
Is that they're filled with passion.
Lo que hace que un matrimonio se mantenga.
What makes a marriage last?
Es que haya una pasión sobrenatural.
There's a supernatural passion.
Haya un amor increíble.
There's an incredible love.
Lo que va a hacer que algo grande suceda en medio de su iglesia.
What's going to make the great things happen in your church?
Es que ustedes no pierdan la pasión.
Is that you don't lose that passion.
Lo que Dios les dio.
What God's giving you.
Lo que Dios les entregó.
What God has placed in your
pasión
hands.
Pasión por el reino de Dios.
The passion for the kingdom of
pasión
God.
Pasión por la gloria de Dios.
The passion for the glory of
pasión
God.
Por cosas sobrenaturales.
The passion for the supernatural.
Vamos a vivir el mejor tiempo en la iglesia.
We're going to live the best times in the church.
Nosotros no estamos esperando la muerte.
We're not waiting for the death.
Nosotros estamos esperando la gloria de Dios.
But we're waiting for the glory of God.
La gloria venidera.
The divine glory.
Las cosas sobrenaturales que Dios va a traer a la iglesia.
The supernatural thing that God's going to bring to the church.
Yo estoy esperando eso.
I am waiting for those things.
Yo le estoy diciendo a Dios.
I'm telling God.
Señor, queremos ver milagros sobrenaturales.
God, we want to see the miracles.
Queremos ver milagros grandes.
We want to see great miracles.
Milagros creativos.
The creative miracles.
Y lo que va a hacer que eso suceda.
And the only thing this is the only way this is going to happen is.
Es que usted tenga una pasión sobrenatural.
Is that you have the great supernatural passion.
Por buscar la gloria de Dios.
To seek the glory of God.
Que usted cuando adore a Dios.
That when you worship God.
Cuando usted alabe a Dios.
When you worship the Lord.
Su corazón esté pegado a Dios.
Your heart will be attached
y usted
to God.
Le puede decir, Señor, ¿cuánto te amo?
And you're going to tell God how much you love him.
Mi sueño,
my dream,
mi pasión,
my passion,
eres tú, Señor.
It is you, Lord.
Y usted lo puede adorar.
And then you're going to worship him.
¿Y sabe qué pasa cuando usted entrega su corazón a Dios?
And you know what happens when you give your whole heart to God?
El Espíritu de Dios,
the Spirit of God,
viene en una forma sobrenatural,
comes in a very supernatural
y
way,
y toca su vida.
And it will touch your life.
Nehemiah tenía pasión.
He has such great passion
por su gente,
for his people,
por su pueblo,
for his town.
Nehemiah se comenzó a mover.
And Nehemiah began to move.
Comenzó a caminar. Dice que él comenzó a caminar en las noches solo.
He says that basically he started walking the nights all alone.
Comenzó a moverse en las ruinas.
He began to move even in the ruins.
Sabe, los hombres poderosos de Dios.
You know the men that the powerful men of God.
Son los que tienen la capacidad.
Is the one that have the capacity
de pararse en la crisis,
to stand in the crisis,
en las ruinas,
in the ruins,
y declarar,
and to declare
que Dios va a hacer cosas sobrenaturales,
that God is going to do the supernatural,
que va a venir algo sobrenatural de Dios,
something supernatural will come of God.
Déjeme decirle una cosa.
And let me tell you something.
Si se levantan hombres y mujeres aquí,
if men and women come stand up here,
que tengan una pasión sobrenatural,
those that have the great supernatural
que
passion,
que estén al lado del hombre de Dios,
they're on the side of the men of God.
Estén creyendo lo que Dios está diciendo.
They're believing what God is saying.
En poco tiempo.
In short time.
Este lugar será transformado.
This place will be transformed.
Y Dios comenzará a hacer algo grande.
And God will begin to do something great.
Dile, Señor.
I want you to say, Lord.
Lléname de tu pasión.
Fill me with your passion.
Necesito ser un hombre apasionado por ti.
I need to be a passionate man for you.
Necesito un hombre ser apasionado por tu gloria.
I need a hunger that will be so passionate for you, Lord.
Dígalo fuerte, apasionado por tu gloria.
I want you to say it loud. Say, I'm passionate for your glory.
Que en cada servicio,
in every service,
ahí esté la gloria de Dios.
That the glory of God will be there.
Y Nehemías tenía esa pasión.
Nehemiah had that passion.
Aunque Nehemías estaba en el palacio del rey,
even though Nehemiah was in the palace of the king,
y aunque él estaba muy cómodo,
even though he was so comfortable,
su pasión, era su pueblo.
Was his people.
¿Sabe una cosa?
You know something?
Lo que va a marcar la diferencia
what's
en una iglesia
mark the difference in the church
es que nosotros tengamos pasión por los perdidos.
Is that we have such a great passion for the lost.
Por los que no conocen al Señor.
For those who don't know the Lord.
Yo le digo a mi iglesia.
I tell my church.
Le digo, si Jesús estuviera
if Jesus was here,
con nosotros ahora,
he was here with us today,
él no estaría sentado en una iglesia.
He would not be sitting in a church.
Él estaría predicando en las calles.
He would be in the streets preaching.
La gente estaría tocando a Jesús.
The people would be touching Jesus.
La que estarían ocurriendo milagros sobrenaturales.
The supernatural miracles would be just happening.
Hoy en día,
and today,
hay muchos predicadores que les tienen que los tienen que cuidar.
There's so many preachers that they have to take, basically watch them and take
dice,
care of them.
Y le dice, no los toque.
And they say, you know, they have to tell the people that don't touch him.
Y yo le digo a la gente,
and I tell the people,
qué gran engaño es este.
What a great lie is that.
Antes los tienen que tocar. Antes los tienen que tocar.
And they have to be touched.
Porque si tiene unción,
because if he has the anointing,
si tiene poder de Dios,
and he has the power of God,
si tiene la gloria de Dios,
and he has the glory of God,
al tocar los enfermos,
when he touched the sick,
van a ser sanos.
The sick will be healed.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
La gente tocaba a Jesús.
Jesus will touch,
la gente tocaba sus ropas.
People will touch Jesus,
y había milagros sobrenaturales.
And those miracles, the supernatural miracles
la,
will happen.
La pasión de Jesús,
the passion of Jesus,
eran que miles,
it was the thousands,
que miles,
thousands,
que miles,
and thousands,
miles
and thousands
sean salvos.
Will be saved.
Nuestra pasión
in our passion,
tiene que ser que miles de personas
has to be that thousands of people
sean salvos.
Will be saved.
Que los que no conocen a Jesús,
the ones who don't know Jesus,
conozcan a Jesús.
Will not get to know Jesus.
Que Jesús se revele en sus vidas.
That Jesus will be revealed
que
to their lives.
Que hayan milagros sobrenaturales.
There will be miracles in their lives.
Levántese ahora.
So get up today.
Corre.
Then run.
Predica la
and preach the word of God.
Habla de Jesús a la gente.
Speak of Jesus to people.
Que, levántese ahora.
Stand up today.
Dios tiene algo sobrenatural sobre esta iglesia.
Because God has something supernatural over this church.
Declare a la gente.
And declare to the people.
Que Jesús va a hacer milagros sobrenaturales.
That God's going to do supernatural miracles.
Predíquele a los que no conocen a Jesús.
And preach to those who don't know about Jesus.
Diga pasión.
And say passion.
Diga tu pasión me consume.
And say with me, your passion consumes me.
Cuando usted tiene una pasión sobrenatural por Dios,
when you have that supernatural passion for God,
en la noche usted está soñando,
in the night you'll be dreaming,
anhelando ver la gloria de Dios.
You're going to desire to see the glory of God.
En estos tres años,
in these 3 years,
el Señor va a hacer cosas sobrenaturales sobre ti.
God's going to do supernatural things on you.
El Señor va a revolucionar tu vida.
And God's going to revolutionize your life.
Yo le dije esta mañana a los hombres,
I told these men this morning,
nosotros no tenemos que estar deseando ser viejos.
I told the men this morning that we shouldn't be desiring to be old men.
Y decir ya acabamos la tarea.
And to say you know we're done with our
yo le
with
dije,
everything.
El hombre de Dios.
And I say you know the man of God.
Diga fuerte el hombre de Dios.
I want you to say this with me loudly. The man of God.
Diga la mujer de Dios.
Or the woman of God.
Tiene que ser como el vino.
Has to be like the wine.
El vino,
the wine,
entre más añejo,
the more aged,
es mejor.
Is better.
El hombre de Dios,
and the man of God,
entre más años,
the more year that he has,
tiene que ser mejor.
Has to be better.
Porque está anhelando la gloria de Dios.
Because he's desiring the glory of God.
No estamos esperando la muerte.
We're not waiting to die.
Estamos esperando,
but we're waiting
la manifestación del Hijo de Dios.
For the manifestation of the Lord.
Esa pasión,
is that passion,
no se tiene que perder.
You can't lose that passion.
Esa pasión,
that passion,
tiene que ser sobrenatural.
Has to be supernatural.
La segunda cualidad que el hombre de Dios debe tener,
and the second quality the man has to have,
es visión.
Is the vision.
Cuando un hombre tiene visión,
and when a man has a vision,
está soñando.
He's dreaming.
Cuando un hombre tiene visión,
and when a man has a dream,
está,
a vision,
está mirando que el desierto va a florecer.
He's looking to that desert, how it's going to flourish the desert.
Cuando un hombre tiene visión,
and when a man has a vision,
está viendo dónde hay un predicador.
He's looking for where is a preacher.
Dónde hay un pastor.
Where is there a pastor?
Dónde hay una vida que necesita a Jesús.
Where is a life that might need Jesus?
Cuando alguien tiene visión,
when somebody is there that with a vision,
está soñando con la obra de Dios.
He's dreaming of the works of the Lord.
Y Nehemías estaba soñando.
And Nehemiah, he was dreaming.
Y Nehemías estaba diciendo.
And Nehemiah was saying,
estas ruinas.
These ruins.
Ya no van a ser más ruinas.
They're not going to be any more ruins.
Voy a levantar estos muros.
He said, I'm going to raise these walls.
Voy a levantar esta casa.
I'm going to races home.
¿Y sabe una cosa?
You know something?
Ustedes tienen la capacidad para levantar algo super, algo sobrenatural.
And you have the capacity to raise, to do something supernatural.
Ustedes van a levantar una casa para Dios.
You're going to raise a home for the Lord.
Dios va a hacer cosas grandes con ustedes.
God's going to do something powerful through you.
Dios no escogió a otros.
God didn't choose someone else.
Dios los escogió a ustedes.
But God chose you.
Ustedes son los hombres de Dios.
You're the men of God.
Ustedes son las mujeres de Dios.
You're the women of God.
Para construir una casa para Dios.
To build a home for the Lord.
Alabado sea el nombre del Señor.
Blessed be the name of God.
Para construir algo grande para Dios.
To build something great for the Lord.
Ustedes tienen que volver a soñar.
You have to begin to dream again.
Ustedes tienen que levantarse.
You have to be able to get up.
¿Sabe una cosa?
You know something?
El problema no es el dinero.
The problem is not money.
No es el dinero.
It's not the money.
¿Sabe por qué?
You know why?
Porque todo el dinero del mundo,
because all the money of the world,
es de Dios.
Belongs to God.
Ageo capítulo 2 verso 8.
No sé qué es.
Me parece que es Ageo. Capítulo 2 verso 8.
In the Bible talks about,
dice,
it says,
mía es la plata.
Mine is the gold.
Mío es el oro.
And mine is the silver.
Dice Jehová de los ejércitos.
That's my, the Lord that we serve.
Dice la gloria postrera.
The glory will be with us.
Es mayor.
But the glory that is coming.
Que la primera.
Is greater than the first.
Dios no es pobre.
God is not poor.
Dios tiene todos los soportes.
God has all the support.
Dios tiene toda la provisión.
God has all the provision.
¿Sabe qué está esperando Dios?
You know what God is waiting for?
Que se levanten hombres.
The men will raise up.
Y digan, aquí estoy.
And will say, here I am.
Para construir una casa para Dios.
To build a home for the Lord.
Y eso fue lo que dijo Nehemías.
And that's what Nehemiah said.
Aquí estoy.
Here I am.
Voy a hacer una voy a restaurar la casa, el pueblo de Dios.
He says, I'm going to restore the home of the Lord.
Voy a restaurar la ciudad de Dios.
I'm going to restore the city of God.
Y él comenzó a caminar.
And began to walk.
Y aunque habían ruinas,
even though there was ruins,
aunque había miseria,
even though it was poverty,
él dijo,
he said,
este lugar,
he said, this place
será levantado,
will be raised,
para ver la gloria de Dios.
Will be raised to see the glory of God.
¿Estamos?
Do you understand?
No es un latinoamericano que vino a hablar porque está emocionado.
It's not just a Hispanic guy that came to speak, he's emotional.
No.
No.
Dios me un día me dijo Dios.
God told me one day.
Yo le pregunté al Señor, Señor.
And I asked the Lord, Lord.
Yo quiero, si yo voy a ser un pastor.
If I'm going to be a pastor.
Yo quiero que tú hagas algo sobrenatural.
I want you to do something supernatural.
Uno, dos, tres meses.
One, two, 3 months.
Dios no me decía nada.
God would not tell me a thing.
Una noche.
And one night.
Comencé a soñar.
I began to dream.
Comencé a escuchar.
I began to hear.
A los niños.
The children.
Llorar de hambre.
They were crying because they were hungry.
Yo me levantaba.
I would get up.
Y yo miraba, ¿dónde estaban los niños?
And I would wake up to see where the children are.
Yo no tenía dinero.
I didn't have any money.
No teníamos finanzas.
We didn't have any kind of finances.
Noche tras noche.
And night after night.
Yo despertaba llorando.
I would wake up just
porque
crying.
Escuchaba
because I would
miles
hear
de niños llorar de hambre.
Thousands of children that were crying
y yo le dije
hungry.
Al Señor, Señor, ¿qué me estás diciendo?
And I would say, God, what are you saying to me?
¿Qué voy a hacer? ¿Qué voy a hacer?
What am I going to do?
No tenemos dinero.
So I don't even have any money.
Esta es una iglesia pobre.
This is a poor church.
Aquí solamente hay $200 al mes.
Here all we get is $200 a month.
Y tú me dices que me vas a dar de comer a miles de niños.
And you're telling me you're going to feed thousands of children.
Noche tras noche.
Night after night.
Por muchas noches.
For many nights.
Yo escuché el llanto de los niños.
I heard the cries of the children.
Y un día el Señor me dijo.
And one day the Lord told me.
Tú vas a bendecir miles de niños.
He said you're going to bless thousands of children.
Tú le vas a dar de comer a miles de niños.
You're going to feed thousands of children.
Y un día yo fui a la iglesia.
And one day I went to the church.
Entré a la iglesia y habían 20 personas.
And I went to the church, there were 20 people.
15 incrédulos.
And there were 15, they were basically.
Porque cuando se levanta un hombre de Dios en medio del pueblo.
There's a man of God that rises up in the territory that you're in.
¿Sabe qué dice la gente?
You know what the people say?
Ese es hijo de María.
He's the son of Mary.
Ese es hijo de José.
He's the son of Joseph.
Ese yo lo conozco.
And they say, I know him.
Eso pasa aquí también.
That's what happens here too.
Se levanta alguien.
If somebody gets up.
Yo lo conozco.
They say, oh, I know him.
¿Qué se cree él?
Well, who you think he is?
A usted no le debe interesar.
You should not care.
¿Qué piensa la gente?
What people think.
A usted le debe interesar.
What you should be more interested in.
¿Qué dice Jesús?
Is what Jesus says.
¿Qué está diciendo Jesús?
What is Jesus saying?
Ese día.
In that day.
Yo vi los cielos abiertos.
I saw the heavens open.
Miles y miles de dólares.
I saw thousands and thousands of dollars.
Caían a la iglesia.
They were just coming down into the church.
Muchas maletas se abrían.
Many suitcases.
Las ventanas se abrían.
The windows just opened
up.
Y
yo decía, Señor.
And I say, Lord.
Estoy viendo tu gloria.
I say, I'm seeing your glory.
Y le decía a los hermanos, hermanos.
And I would tell the brothers in the church.
Está cayendo mucho dinero a la iglesia.
There's a lot of money that's coming into the church.
Yo gritaba.
And I would just, you know, yell.
Yo estaba viendo la gloria de Dios.
I was seeing the glory of God.
Después pasó el culto.
Then after the service was over.
Yo no tenía ni un peso.
I didn't have not even a penny.
Yo no tenía para comer.
I didn't have anything to eat.
Pero Dios había traído una visión.
But God had brought the vision.
Diga, necesito visión de Dios.
And say with me, I need the vision of God.
Necesito ver lo que Dios quiere hacer.
I want to see what God wants to do.
3 meses después,
and 3 months later,
vino una mujer.
There was a woman that came.
Y me dijo, Pastor,
and he said, Pastor,
estoy buscando un lugar.
He said, I am looking for a place.
Donde construir un edificio.
I'm looking for a place where I can build a building.
Para que le demos de comer a los niños.
So we can feed the children.
Yo la llevé a una montaña.
So I took her to this mountain.
Donde había mucha pobreza.
Where there was lots of poverty.
Y en un año.
In 1 year.
Construyó todo el edificio.
The whole building was built.
Cuando terminó de construir el edificio.
And when it was finished, the building was finished.
Dijo, he gastado $200,000.
She said, I spent $200,000.
Para construir este edificio.
To build this building.
Ahora teníamos que darle de comer a los
But now we had to feed the children.
Ahora, la gente ya tenía más fe.
Now the people had a little bit more faith.
¿Y sabe una cosa?
But you know something?
En poco tiempo,
in a little short time,
Dios la va a visitar.
God's going to come visit.
Y va a haber un milagro sobrenatural.
And there's going to be a supernatural
en poco
miracle.
Tiempo,
in a little short time,
va a haber una visitación de Dios.
It's going to be a visit from the
sobre
Lord.
Sobre este lugar.
Over this place.
Y va a haber un milagro sobrenatural.
And there's going to be a supernatural miracle.
Escríbalo si quieres.
If you want to go ahead and write it.
Apúntalo ahí.
I want you to write it.
Hoy Dios les está diciendo.
God is telling you.
A un pueblo que se emociona porque Dios los va a visitar.
That you are the people that will get emotional about the way God will visit you.
Pasión.
The passion.
Visión.
The vision.
Y la otra cualidad que tiene que tener el hombre de Dios.
And the other quality the man has to have.
Es unción.
It's the anointing.
Es aceite.
It's the oil.
El hombre de Dios.
The man of God.
Es marcado por la unción.
He is marked by the anointing.
La unción.
The anointing.
Marca la diferencia.
Marks the difference.
El hombre de Dios.
The man of God.
Provoca milagros.
He makes miracles happen.
Provoca milagros.
Miracles happen.
La unción de Dios.
And the anointing of God.
Provoca milagros.
Makes miracles happen.
Si usted está aquí.
If you're here.
Y usted está emocionado.
And you're emotional.
Y usted salta.
And you jump.
Y usted dice, tengo la unción.
And you say, I have the anointing.
Va a ser más poderoso.
You're going to be more powerful.
Cuando usted va a la calle.
Then when you go in the streets.
Toca a los enfermos.
You're going to touch the sick.
Y se sanan.
And they will be healed.
Le habla al borracho.
You'll talk to the drunk.
Y es libre.
And he'll be free.
Le habla a la prostituta.
You'll speak to the prostitute.
Y es libre.
And she'll be free.
Le habla al ladrón.
You'll speak to the thief.
Y es libre.
And he'll be free.
Va a los hogares.
You'll go to the places.
Y son restaurados.
And those places will be restored.
El hombre que tiene unción.
But the man that has the anointing.
Marca la diferencia.
Marks the difference.
David tenía la unción de Dios.
David had anointing of God.
David tocaba.
David, he would play.
Y el lugar se transformaba.
When he played, the whole place would transform.
La gloria de Dios.
The glory of God.
Hace que sucedan cosas grandes.
Makes things, great, mighty things to happen.
David tenía la unción de Dios.
David had an anointing of God.
Y sabe qué, la gente sabía que en David estaba la unción de Dios.
And the people knew that David had the anointing of God.
Cuando hubo crisis.
When there was crisis.
Cuando hubieron momentos difíciles.
When there was difficult moments.
Alguien dijo.
Somebody said,
yo conozco un hombre,
said, I know a man
que toca el arpa,
that when he plays the arp,
y cuando toca esa arpa,
and when he plays the arp,
la gloria de Dios,
the glory of God
cae sobre este lugar.
Comes over the place.
Cuando usted tiene la unción de Dios,
and when you have the anointing of
usted
God,
se para en un lugar,
and you come into a place,
y usted declara que ese lugar va a ser lleno de la gloria de Dios.
And you declare that the place will be filled with the glory of God.
¿Cuántos saben dónde quedan los buenos restaurantes?
Who knows where all the good restaurants around here are?
Todos, ¿verdad?
Everybody knows that, right?
¿Todos saben dónde hay buenos restaurantes?
Does everybody know where a good restaurant is around here?
¿Todos saben dónde hay buena comida?
Anybody knows where really good food is around here?
¿Y ustedes han visto lo que pasa donde hay buenos restaurantes?
Do you know what happens when there's in a good restaurant?
¿Qué le dicen? La gente viene.
The people come.
Y que hay gente que tiene que esperar.
And there's people that it's so good that people have to wait in line.
Dice, espera 15 minutos.
He said, here, wait 15 minutes.
Espera 20.
Wait 20 minutes.
Si usted viene con mucha hambre,
if you come with a lot of hunger,
pero usted se queda ahí.
But you stay there.
Porque hay buena comida.
Because there's really good food.
Escuche
there.
Esto.
So I want you to listen to
lo
this.
Lo que marca la diferencia,
so what marks the difference,
en el hombre de Dios,
in the man of God,
no es la comida.
It's not the food.
Es el hambre.
But it's the hunger.
Por la gloria de Dios.
For the glory of God.
Dígalo fuerte.
I want you
lo
to say
que va a marcar la diferencia en mi vida,
what's going to mark the difference in my life,
es el hambre.
It's the hunger.
Lo que hace que la comida sea deliciosa,
what makes the food so delicious,
no es la comida,
it's not the food,
es el hambre,
it's the hunger.
Usted puede caminar,
you could walk.
Esaú se había ido a cazar, había ido de casa.
He went to the house.
Y cuando él regresa,
and when he came back,
venía con un hambre tremenda.
When he went out, he came back with such hunger.
Tenía mucha hambre.
He was so hungry.
Y él vio que su hermano estaba preparando lentejas.
And he went to his brother where he was preparing the food.
Y cuando estaba preparando las lentejas,
and he was preparing the food,
esa hambre,
the hunger,
hizo que él vendiera la primogenitura.
He sold his birthright.
El hambre lo traicionó.
The hunger betrayed him.
¿Se imagina?
Can you imagine?
Esa hambre por la gloria de Dios.
The hunger for the glory of God.
Por la presencia de Dios.
For the presence of God.
Cuando usted puede, tiene hambre por la gloria de Dios.
When you are hungry for the glory of God.
Usted quiere comer la palabra.
You want to eat the word of God.
Usted quiere, cada día usted está a la expectativa de que Dios va a hacer algo sobrenatural.
Every day you are expecting that God's going to do something supernatural.
Diga fuerte.
I want you to say this with me.
El hambre por la gloria de Dios.
The hunger for the glory of God.
Va a marcar.
It's going to mark.
La diferencia en mi vida.
The difference in my life.
El hombre que tiene hambre de Dios.
The man that's hungry for God.
Ese hombre va a transformar una ciudad.
The man is going to transform a city.
Ese hombre va a transformar una nación.
The man is going to transform a nation.
Vuelve a soñar lo que Dios te dijo que soñara hace 15 años.
So dream again what God, you know, the dream that he gave you 15 years ago.
Vuelve a soñar.
Begin to dream the dream again.
Su tiempo no ha terminado.
Your time is not over.
Lo que va a venir,
what is coming,
es el mejor tiempo.
Is the best time.
Lo que has vivido de aquí hacia atrás,
what you lived in the past,
no ha sido lo mejor.
It's not the best.
Lo mejor,
but the best,
está por venir.
Is yet to come.
Diga hambre.
I
diga
want
fuerte.
You to say hunger.
Diga hambre.
Hunger.
Necesito tener hambre.
I want you to say I need to have hunger.
Por la gloria de Dios.
For the glory of God.
Estoy hambriento.
Because I'm hungry.
Por ver la gloria de Dios.
I am hungry to see the glory of God.
Por ver a Dios.
To see God.
Necesito ver a Dios.
I need to see God.
La cuarta cualidad que un hombre de Dios tiene que tener.
And the fourth quality the man has to have.
Es acción.
Is action.
Usted puede tener pasión.
You could have passion.
Usted puede tener visión.
You could have the vision.
Usted puede tener unción.
But you could have the anointing.
Pero si usted no tiene acción,
but if you don't have the action,
todo lo que Dios le ha entregado,
so everything that God's giving you,
se va a quedar ahí.
It's just gonna stay there.
Nehemías dijo, levantémonos.
Nehemiah said, let's get up.
Edifiquemos.
And let's build.
Él dijo, el Dios de los cielos
the God of the heavens,
nos va a prosperar.
He's going to prosper us.
Dios les dice a ustedes hoy,
God's telling you today,
levántesen.
Says to get up.
Levántesen.
Get up.
Edifiquen.
And build.
Casa para Dios.
A house for the Lord.
Dios les va a dar un lugar.
God's going to give a place.
Muy grande.
A very big place.
Y ustedes van a edificar una casa para Dios.
And you're going to build a home for the Lord.
¿Lo quieren hacer?
You want to do that?
¿O van a dejar pasar el tiempo?
Or are you going to let the time go by?
¿Que otra generación lo haga?
Are you going to wait for another generation to do it?
¿O lo van a hacer ustedes?
Or are you going to do it yourselves?
Él dijo, levantémonos.
He says, let's get up.
Edifiquemos.
And let's build.
Dijo, el Dios de los cielos
he said, the God of the heavens
nos prosperará.
He will prosper us.
Y dijo, y nosotros, sus hijos,
and we, the children,
nos levantaremos.
We're going to get up.
Tobías y el Oronita, ellos dijeron, los enemigos dijeron,
the enemy said,
¿qué van a hacer ustedes?
And they all said, what you guys gonna do?
Él les dijo,
and he told them,
ustedes no tienen parte.
He said, you have no part.
No tienen derecho.
You have no right.
En esta visión.
In this vision.
¿Tenemos enemigos en la visión?
Do we have enemies in the vision?
¿Usted tiene enemigos?
Do you have enemies?
Don't worry. No se preocupe.
Don't worry.
No es el problema de ellos.
It's not their problem.
Dios te dio la visión.
Because God gave you the vision.
Dios te dio el sueño.
God gave you the dream.
No te llamó ningún hombre.
No man has called you.
No te llamó ninguna misión.
Not a mission called you.
Te llamó el Dios de los cielos.
But God of the heavens called you.
Y si el Dios de los cielos te llamó,
if God of the heavens called you,
él te va a sorprender.
He's going to surprise you.
Dígale que está a tu lado.
I want you to tell the one who's
prepárate.
Next to you. Say, prepare yourself.
Dígale, prepárate.
Prepare yourself.
Dígale, prepárate.
Prepare yourself.
Porque lo mejor
because the best
está por venir.
Is yet to come.
¿Puedes decirle a otro creyendo, prepárate porque lo mejor está por venir?
Can you tell somebody else and tell them to prepare themselves because the best is yet to come?
Puede decirle, viene un gran tiempo.
You can tell them that the greater time is coming.
Puede decir el Espíritu de Dios.
You can tell them that the Spirit of God
va a venir de una manera sobrenatural.
Is going to come in a supernatural way.
Va a venir de una manera grande.
Is going to come in a powerful way.
Y Dios va a hacer cosas grandes.
And God's going to do powerful things.
¿Cuántos alaban a Dios? Diga fuerte, Dios va a hacer cosas grandes.
I want you to say this aloud. God's going to do mighty things.
Háblale al que está a tu lado y dile, el Señor te llamó para cosas grandes.
Tell the person next to you, God's going to do great things.
Dile, el Señor va a hacer cosas grandes contigo.
Tell him, God's going to do great things through you.
Diga, dile, ¿lo crees?
Then ask him, do you believe it?
¿Lo crees?
Do you believe it?
Diga, ahora acciona.
Now act on it.
Acción. Ahora acciona.
So now act on it.
Dígale, ahora.
And tell him now.
Dile, no le dé miedo, no le dé temor.
Okay, don't be afraid of the next person next to you.
Dígale, ahora.
Say, so tell him now.
Dile, ahora.
Now.
Tome decisiones.
Make decisions.
Si quieres ver la gloria de Dios.
If you want to see the glory of God.
Tome decisiones.
Make decisions.
¿Dónde quieren ir?
Where do you want to go?
¿Quieren seguir igual?
Do you want to be the same?
Yo no quiero seguir igual.
I don't want to keep being the same.
Yo quiero mañana ver algo más grande.
Because I want to see something bigger tomorrow.
Yo quiero que mañana pase algo más grande en mi vida.
Because tomorrow I want to see something greater happen in my life.
Yo no quiero vivir de glorias pasadas.
I don't want to live in the past glories.
Yo quiero ver milagros.
I want to see miracles.
Yo he visto niños.
I've seen children.
Con los pies derechos.
With the their feet.
Y caer la gloria de Dios.
And when the glory of God comes.
Y empezar a caminar.
I've seen kids with, paralytic kids, and they just start walking.
Yo he visto en una cruzada.
I've seen in crusades.
12 paralíticos levantarse.
The 12 cripples just got
solamente
up.
Diciendo ahora en el nombre de Jesús.
And all I have to, but you say is now in the name of Jesus.
Yo he visto cientos de milagros.
I've seen hundreds of miracles.
Yo he visto gente del cáncer ser sanada.
I've seen people with cancer being healed.
En un segundo.
In one second.
Yo he visto cientos de hernias desaparecer.
I've seen hundreds of hernias just disappear.
Yo he visto cosas sobrenaturales.
I've seen supernatural things.
Pero eso no me llena.
But that doesn't fulfill me.
Yo digo, Señor,
I say, Lord,
yo quiero ver más tu gloria.
I want to see more of your glory.
Enamórese de la gloria de Dios.
You need to fall in love with the glory of God.
Sueñe con la gloria de Dios.
You need to dream of the glory of God.
Sueñe con cosas sobrenaturales.
You need to dream of the supernatural.
Pero si usted quiere ver eso,
but if you want to see that,
usted tiene que caminar.
You have to be able to. You have to walk.
Usted tiene que moverse.
You have to move.
De lo natural.
From the natural.
A lo sobrenatural de
to
Dios.
To the supernatural of, with God.
El hombre natural.
The natural man.
Está ahí.
He's just there.
Tranquilo.
He's just there, just relaxed.
Está esperando a qué horas nos vamos para la casa.
He's just waiting to see what time we're going to go home.
Está mirando el reloj.
He's looking at the clock.
Está abriendo la puerta.
He's looking at the door.
Está diciendo a nosotros, saliste, ya se terminó el servicio.
And it's basically ready to tell the other person, he said, get ready, the service is over.
Vamos.
Let's go.
El hombre sobrenatural,
but a supernatural man,
está diciendo, Señor,
he's saying, Lord,
yo quiero que caiga tu gloria.
I want your glory to fall
yo
upon
yo quiero
us.
Que algo sobrenatural pase.
I want something supernatural
Señor,
happen.
Señor, estas sillas tienen que estar llenas.
And he said, Lord, these chairs have to be filled.
Señor, trae las multitudes.
Lord, bring the multitudes.
Dios está haciendo algo sobrenatural en Latinoamérica.
And God is doing something supernatural in Latin America.
La gente tiene hambre de Dios.
That people are hungry for God.
La gente tiene hambre de la gloria de Dios.
They're hungry for the glory of God.
El hambre,
but the hunger
por la gloria de Dios
for the glory of God
va a marcar la diferencia
will mark the difference
en su vida.
In your life.
Tome decisiones.
Make decisions.
Tome decisiones.
Make those decisions.
Dios va a hacer algo grande.
And God's going to do something great.
¿Hay alguien que Dios lo está llamando?
Is there somebody here that God's calling?
¿Hay alguien que dice, Dios me está tocando?
Is there somebody saying, God is speaking to me?
¿Alguien dice, yo quiero que ores por mí?
Or somebody here saying, I want you to pray for me.
Yo necesito ver la gloria de Dios.
I want to see the glory of God.
Yo no me quiero quedar aquí.
I just don't want to stay where I'm at.
Yo quiero que Dios revolucione mi mente.
I want God to revolutionize my mind.
Yo quiero que algo grande pase.
That something great will happen.
Escúcheme.
I want you to listen.
Todos esos niños,
all those children,
que estaban pasando hambre,
they were hungry.
Un día llegamos a una casa.
One day we went to one of the houses.
Había un niño desnudo.
There was a kid that was
estaba,
naked.
Estaba a punto de morir de hambre.
He was to the point to die.
Sus hermanos estaban en el piso.
All his brothers were on the floor.
La señora estaba a punto de morir.
And the lady too was on the point of dying.
Llevamos esa familia a la iglesia.
So we took the whole family to the church.
Les dimos de comer.
We fed them.
Comenzaron a restaurarse.
They began to be restored.
Y hace poco,
and a little bit ago,
yo le pregunté, Nicolás,
and I asked him, Nicholas,
¿qué quieres ser cuando grande?
So, what do you want to do when you grow up?
Y él dijo,
and he said,
yo quiero ser pastor.
He said, I want to be a pastor.
Porque yo voy a dar de comer.
Because I'm going to feed
a miles de niños.
Thousands of children.
Ustedes,
and you,
tienen que marcar una generación.
You have to mark a generation.
Para cosas sobrenaturales.
For the supernatural.
Sus hijos.
Your children.
Van a hacer cosas sobrenaturales.
They're going to do supernatural things.
Pero usted se va a levantar.
But you're going to get up.
Y los va a marcar.
And you're going to mark them.
Y los va a inspirar.
And you're going to inspire them.
A ver la gloria de Dios.
To see the glory of God.
¿Puede ponerse de pie?
Can you get in your feet, please?
¿Creen que esta es una palabra de Dios?
Do you feel this is a word from God?
¿Creen que Dios quiere hacer algo sobrenatural?
Do you believe that God wants to do something supernatural?
¿Creen que podemos orar ahora juntos?
Now, do you think we can pray together?
Y puedes decirle a su hermano ahí que está.
And you can tell your brother.
Yo quiero ver la gloria de Dios.
I want to see the glory of God.
Yo quiero ver cosas sobrenaturales.
I want to see the supernatural.
Este lugar va a ser cambiado en poco tiempo.
This place is going to be changed in a short time.
Y usted va a ser parte de eso.
And you're going to be part of that.
Hay algunos que Dios los está llamando.
There's some here that God's calling.
Hay algunos que dicen, ora por mí, no quiero seguir igual.
If there's somebody here that says that, I don't want to be the same, pray for me.
Necesito algo sobrenatural.
And you say, I need something supernatural.
Puede venir al frente y decir, necesito a Dios.
Can you come here forward and just tell God that you need this?
Dios, yo me quiero enamorar de ti.
And you want to tell God, I want to fall in love with you.
Yo me quiero enamorar de tu presencia.
I want to fall in love with your presence.
Yo me quiero enamorar de tu gloria.
I want to be fall in love with your glory.
Yo quiero ver milagros.
I want to see miracles.
Yo quiero ver cosas grandes.
I want to see great things.
Ustedes son el equipo que van a estar al lado del pastor.
You are the team that's going to be beside your pastor.
Que van a estar ahí caminando.
That you're going to be walking with him.
Ayudando.
You're going to help him.
Dios va a traer mucha gente.
God's going to bring many people.
Escúchame.
But I want you to hear me.
Lo que ha pasado estos 5 años,
what has happened these 5 years,
no es nada comparable.
It's not, it doesn't compare
con lo que va a pasar.
With what's going to happen
este año.
This year.
Dios va a hacer algo grande.
God's going to do something great.
Pero ustedes se tienen que levantar.
But you have to get up.
Orar.
And pray.
Más oración.
You need more prayer.
Más pasión por su gloria.
More passion for his glory.